We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school boys basketball, ACGC, moving right along through their season. I got a big game coming up here on Tuesday night as they take on the only team that's beat them so far in the season, and that's Madrid. It's a battle of two teams that are ranked in the top five in Class 1A. And Chargers head coach Lance Kading joins us now. And, Coach, how do you feel about your basketball team as you get ready for this rematch with the Tigers?
I feel good. We were able to get through after that Madrid game unscathed. A couple minor injuries we battled and some sickness, but we were able to get through. Had some close games and kind of learned a lot about ourselves. That, maybe we figured out how to win some of those close games. So that was a good experience for us.
Yeah, what characterized these last couple of ball games with Pleasantville and Coon Rapids Bayard, especially the win over the Crusaders, a big one?
Yeah, that was one. We had senior night Tuesday. They came off a big win against Woodbine Tuesday. Both of us had some issues with getting a full practice in Wednesday, so we just kind of had to go off what we saw in film, same as them, and got together and had a great game. So, it was nice, next town over, kind of a rivalry game with the, back in the day, Guthrie Center and Coon Rapids was quite the rivalry. We play them every year, and it's usually a pretty good game. I can't remember the last time it was one-sided either way. But, they're a good team. They got a real good kid in Cal Hayden, and he put up 30 points on us, and they're scrappy defensively, and it's just playoff atmosphere and playoff intensity, and it was good to get out of there with a win, and then going to Pleasantville on Friday. That's a long trip, third game of the week. They've got a kid too down there that was averaging 29 points a game, and sounds silly to say it, but we held him to 20, I guess. But just being able to go on the road and trailed a lot of that game, just didn't shoot well. Jason South got in foul trouble most of the first half, and tried to put him back in with three so he didn't get too cold on the bench for the game, and picked up fourth in the second quarter. So I had to sit until, partway through the fourth quarter. But, other guys really stepped up and kept us in the game, and we were able to take the lead, at the end of the third quarter, and then able to take care of business in the fourth. So just, some quality teams that, we thought maybe would win a little bit more comfortably, being at home against Coon Rapids, and then, on the road at Pleasantville. But, things don't always go as planned. And they're quality teams, and just being able to be in a one or two possession game and close it out is big for us coming into the postseason.
How different is your basketball team now than what it was at the start of the season?
Oh, I don't know. I guess we're a little better defensively. We're doing a few things different. That first Madrid game, that's one thing that really sticks out to me. We lost the second quarter by 7 points, lost the game by 7 points. I had Noah on the bench to start the second quarter of that game, trying to give him a rest. And minute 55, they went on an 8-0 run. We had three turnovers. So that was largely on me, that one. It's just he does such a good job of ball security for us and getting everybody else to the right spots and getting the offense running. But, we shot 47.5% as a team, and Madrid shot almost 55% as a team. So neither team's defense was great the first time around, but, it was a fun game. We put up some points, but I feel like our defense is, we still have work to do, but I feel like we're quite a bit better than we were a month ago, and I'm sure Madrid would probably say the same.
So, defensively, how do you think this team has evolved? There's no problems, I think, scoring points here, even if somebody has an off night. When you got four guys who average at double figures, you have the ability to pick that guy up and get points elsewhere.
Yeah.
What do you think defensively your team has come around on here, especially as of late?
Got guys refocused and recommitted. We like to play our half-court trap some and turn teams over. And, there was a stretch through the middle of the season there right after break where, the legs are getting tired and you know, that's a defense where if you don't play it hard, you're going to look silly. So we just kind of had some letdowns there, got refocused on that, kind of just use this as a change of pace defense now, changed up kind of how we guard in our man-to-man to, you know, more of a pack line, keep teams out of the paint, you know, help stop dribble penetration more, whereas earlier in the year we were doing more of a denial pressure type defense. Just don't really have the personnel to make that work this year, so made some changes there and just, you know, talk about effort every day with the boys. You know, it's not, you know, defense is largely, you know, effort and execution. You know, we play a lot of good teams. Teams are going to score points, but just try not to have the breakdowns where we give up easy buckets in the paint and wide open catch and shoot threes. And the boys have done a better job there of that lately. We've done a better job focused on it in practice. But like I said, still room for improvement, but we know where the areas of needed improvement are.
Well, you're taking on a Madrid team that looks like they like to do catch and shoot threes, and they shoot it, and they shoot at a very high percentage. So, you know, how do you feel about this rematch and what you're going to have to focus in on?
I feel good. You know, watching the tape first time, they've got some kids that not only do they shoot well, but they shoot it from deep, and we just, you know, stood there thinking maybe they're out of range and didn't have a hand up, and guess what? They were in range. So, you know, and a couple times got caught going under screens when could have locked and trailed them over. Just small things like that. We get that fixed. You know, I think that'll help us a lot. You know, but they've got two big guys on the inside too. So it's not like we can sell out on running guys off the line because they're good. You know, their guards are good off the dribble, getting into the paint too. So, I mean, it's a tall task with those guys, but, you know, we definitely see some areas where we can improve over last time. You know, and this is where we lost that game. This is where we wanted to be. You know, we said we had to take everything one game at a time and get through the rest of the conference schedule undefeated and give ourselves a chance. You know, if we go up there and get a win on Tuesday, you know, we share the conference championship with them. So that's kind of been our goal since the start of the year, so it was just nice to get through and have ourselves in the position to at least have a shot at it.
Yeah, and I mean, that sort of partially answers my next question, is that, you know, this is, it's late in the regular season, you know, playoff brackets are going to be coming out, I believe, today on this Monday. So I mean, everything's going to be set. So what, besides getting a chance to share a conference championship, well, you know, what other implications does this game have with the playoffs right around the corner?
You know, just mainly just kind of a test for both of us to see where we're at. Like you said, not a lot, you know, seating-wise, the pairings will be out, so that's not going to affect that at all. Conference-wise, yeah, they have a chance to win it outright, and we have a chance to split it, you know, but, you know, worst case, they've got a share of it, and worst case, we got second place to ourselves. So not a lot as far as motivation there, other than, you know, our goal was have a shot at the conference championship, so we're motivated by that. But, you know, for the most part, just kind of wanting to go in there and get the split. And, you know, the last 4 years we've pretty well split with them, and you know, our guys are prideful, their guys are prideful. It's just a lot of, you know, just a lot more pride and bragging rights than anything, I guess. But you know, there's definitely something on the line there with the conference.
Absolutely. And a sort of sense of pride after getting the loss earlier on to maybe get a little revenge there. We'll see how it goes. It's a big game here at the end of the season. Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck against Madrid. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Lance Kading, head coach for ACGC Boys Basketball, with us here on KSOM.